All right, welcome to Sparks Team Training Call for July 8th, 2012. Tonight's call is going to be about using YouTube to help you get some customers. Recently, I've thought about this for a while, but recently several dealers on our team have been using YouTube and trying to put it out there to hopefully get customers. I've seen this been used with success with other businesses. I do a lot of sales and marketing, you know, tutorials and classes, and a lot of them say, you know, using YouTube is a way to create a following, create interest. If you can integrate it with your website, that keeps people on your website longer. It's always a good thing, and so forth. So what we're going to talk about tonight is using YouTube and different ways to use it to help you build your business. A couple of ways that I came up with just today was, you know, different ways to use it. You can do how-to videos. You can do how-to videos. You can do events. You can do interviews. You can do customer testimonials. You can have yourself in front of the camera, or you can never show yourself. It's all how you feel comfortable and what you feel like doing. So those are just a few ways. I recently did a YouTube video on Amsoil QuickShot that I installed on my blog post. Don't know how many hits I've gotten. I haven't looked at it lately, but it's just been in the last week. And we'll see how that goes. But I wanted to call on Stephen Gallagher. Are you on the line tonight?
Hey, I'm here, Steve. Michael.
All right, Steve. Steve's a dealer on our team. He lives here in Tennessee. And he's been using YouTube for a little while. I'm not sure how long. We'll find that out. But been using YouTube, and let's find out how you've been using it and see how many people have looked at it and so forth. So how long have you been – how many videos have you done so far, Steve?
Well, I've only done it for a few weeks. I've done 3 videos so far.
3 videos in 3 weeks. That's a pretty good track record. You keep that up, and you'll have, 52 in the next 52 weeks. So what was the first video that you have done?
The first video I did was changing the front differential fluid on my F-250.
Okay.
How-to video.
And when you did that kind of a step-by-step process? Is that what you did?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Did you film yourself, or did you have somebody film for you? How did you do that?
I filmed it myself. A little
okay.
Interesting trying to do all the maintenance and film it at the same time, but I managed to do it.
Okay. So you did it. And what kind of camera did you use? You didn't go out and buy a special camera or anything, did you? You just used...
I just used my phone.
Used your phone, okay. So what kind of phone do you have?
It was one of the Samsung phones.
Okay, so you have, they call it a smartphone or whatever.
Yeah,
it, pretty much any of the new smartphones will have that, like be an Android-based phone or a Apple iPhone will have a camera that you can use to make videos with.
Yeah, most of the newer phones will have, like, a HD camera built in.
Okay, gotcha. Do you do much editing of the video? Do you have to be, like, a special film person to do this, or can you just take a video and upload it to YouTube?
Well, I mean, you can pretty much take the video and just upload it. I did a little bit of editing. I just used the software that I have on my computer. It came with Windows 7.
Okay.
Pretty simple to do, though.
Yeah, Windows Movie Maker is pretty easy to use, isn't it?
Yeah, it was the first time I used it a few weeks ago, and it was pretty simple.
Okay. And then when you upload it to YouTube, can you insert, like, your website and stuff like that and credits or so people can get in touch with you?
Yeah, you can do all that on the Windows Movie Maker. You just insert the subtitles and stuff like that, linking the video back to your website.
Okay. And do you know how many views that video, that first video you posted has done?
The first video 3 weeks ago, I got 166 views so far.
166 views?
Yep.
Well, that's pretty outstanding. So there's people that are probably out there searching how to change differential fluid in my truck or power stroke or whatever your keywords. You're able to put the keywords, I guess, in the YouTube when you upload that. You know, what the video is about and maybe different vehicle that you're working on and so forth. So 166 people have looked at that. Have you gotten any comments or anything? People have said good video or anything? Or
yeah, I've gotten a couple comments along those lines. You know, nice job and, you know, thanks for posting, stuff like that.
Okay. Have you posted that video anywhere on the internet, or have you, is it just sat there, or, you know, how have you promoted the video?
I got a link on my website page to the video, and as well, you know, I posted it on my Facebook page and Twitter.
Okay.
And got, you know, leads that way, you know, people looking at the video from that way.
Okay. So that's one video. What's the other videos that you have done?
I did the change of the power steering fluid and also the fuel filter on my truck.
Fuel filter on your truck, okay. And the fuel filter, I guess, is the latest one that you've done?
Yeah, that was the newest one, yep.
I haven't even seen that one, so I'll have to go look at it. I just pulled it up here. I should have done a little bit better homework, but looks like you've got 78 views on that one that you've just posted.
Yep. On the three videos, I got a little over 300 views.
Okay. Gotcha. And these are all how-to videos. That's, I guess, is what you're kind of working towards right now. Any ideas that you might have that maybe you're doing, or you might want to talk about some other people might be interested in doing?
I mean, another idea I have is I'm going to try to do some other vehicles. I got a couple of friends that have, you know, different vehicles than what I have. One's a Jeep Wrangler, and they're going to get some AMSOIL from me, and then I'm going to film them changing, you know, doing the service on their vehicle and putting them on the site.
Okay. Have you sent the video to any of your friends and say, hey, check out my video and tell me what you think or anything like that?
Yeah, I sent it out to a couple people, and they like it. Yeah.
Okay, good. And, you know, that helps you too, because, you know, anybody that views it, that helps with the searching. You know, the more people that view it, the more it gets posted out there. So that's always a good thing. I recently just did a video on straw bale gardening. It's kind of part of my Agran site. Sent it to three friends, and they're all into the straw bale gardening now. So they watched it and they thought, well, that's a pretty cool video. You did a good job. And I didn't edit it at all. I've just got wisecracks in there and stuff right messed up. I don't care. And people still get the gist of it. It doesn't have to be a perfect video. I don't think. That's pretty much what YouTube is. Just off the cuff, I'm guessing. I think maybe doing some customer testimonials, if you could get somebody that, hey, I put the AMSOIL in there and I really liked how it performed and how it got me a better gas mileage, or I could, you know, my wife, you know, can tell it runs better or something, you know, maybe work it out. You might have to do a couple takes on that, but, you know, having some testimonials that you could put in video would be, I think, pretty good for anybody that's, you know, trying to get some customers out there. So, but anything else you want to add as far as doing it? Is it difficult, or is it pretty easy to do a YouTube video?
No, it's not difficult at all. I mean, like with most things, you know, each sequential video that you do gets a little bit easier, and you kind of have an idea. You know, you just got to think about what you're going to say first, and then start recording.
Okay.
But it's pretty simple to do.
Gotcha. Yeah, it you know, the first time you do it, it you know, there's a little bit of, you know, where do I click or what, it pretty much walks you through uploading the video, and then if you ever needed to do anything afterwards, you can always add in, like, oh, you think of some more keywords, or you want to add something to the, you know, click here type of thing. I notice a lot of people, you know, hey, click to my website. You can add that in there as well from the YouTube site. To have YouTube, is that cost anything to have YouTube?
That doesn't cost a thing. It's all free.
It's all free. Okay. This is all free marketing, huh? And you just have, you just kind of go to YouTube.com. If you don't have an account, you just can create an account. I think you have a Gmail account. Pretty much everybody at Gmail is automatically signed up for YouTube, I'm pretty sure, if you're logged in.
Yep.
It would be under your Gmail account, I'm guessing. That's kind of why mine works anyhow. So, you know, it's, I think it's a great idea for anybody. You know, I'm planning on doing them both for my AgRand website, different type topics, maybe different types of problems, you know, and people will ask you, you know, questions, and you just start writing down maybe questions. If somebody has a question about, you know, hey, how do I do this? Or, you know, how do I, you know, I had a guy ask me from my AgRand one. He says, well, how do I know when my hay bale or straw bales are ready to plant? So now I can do it. That's a great question. Let me figure out how to do that. And then I'll make a video on how to know when your straw bale is ready to plant and maybe make a video with that, as part of the series. And of course, incorporate in with AgRand products. To show people, look, you can fertilize with our products and look how good your plants look and all this other stuff. I'm going to do one on foliar feeding for AgRand. Some more ideas I have with the AMSOIL side. You know, I'm just thinking about doing one on two-stroke oil and just getting my weed eater out and firing it up, maybe pulling the spark plug out and showing people that. And, you know, my weed eater is like 7 years old. It's got the original spark plug. It starts first time every time. And you know, talk about the mix ratio and how it outperforms other two-cycle and so forth and how it can save money, how your equipment can last longer. Pretty much all the basics. And these videos, I don't guess, have to be very long, you know, 5 or 6 minutes or 2 or 3 minutes, you know, just something that allow somebody to that might be searching for that. People like to watch videos, and you know, if you can do that, I think it will enhance your web presence and enhance your ability to sell products online. That's for sure. And any of the AMSOIL products, you could feature one product a week. You know, hey, we're going to talk about the AMSOIL grease this week, and next week we're going to talk about, you know, what's the difference between 530, 1030. And 520, you know, and just do a little research, write down a few notes, have a couple bottles of AMSOIL. This is 520, you know, this is the 530 and 1030, and just talk about the different viscosities. You could do that. People ask those questions all the time. They'll ask, and you know, what's the difference? Why do I need to use 1030? Why do I need, you know, and just kind of do that. A lot of people do YouTube videos, FAQ, like I said, frequently asked questions, and, you know, people used to start writing down the FAQs, and just, if you have to write them down and read them while you're on there, people listen to that stuff, and you know, it's going to help you get found on the internet better. If you're good with PowerPoint, you can include PowerPoint, and then voice over the PowerPoint, so you've got to put up a PowerPoint presentation and then put it on YouTube and then talk about it while it's flipping through the different pages too. That's another idea that you could do, I believe, would be good for people to look. And I use YouTube for everything. If I can't figure out how to do something, I go to YouTube and see if I can find somebody that's already did a video on it. I didn't know how to do the Excel with Excel for your computer. You got Excel, which is your AMSOIL puts all their customers in Excel, and I download it. So I wanted to make it where it wasn't all in capital letters. I wanted like the first name to look like it's called proper case. And I watched the YouTube video on how to change it over to proper case. I did it 2 or 3 times and. Now I know how to do it. It's that simple. Somebody else usually figured it out for us and just watch a video or two on it. And pretty much that's what we're kind of doing, just driving that train. And there's, I don't think there's a lot of AMSOIL dealers using YouTube. There's a few, don't get me wrong. You can find some AMSOIL videos, but not really compared to the amount of AMSOIL websites that there are out there. So if you can have a few videos that you've done, and they stay there forever, so more and more people are looking at them, you get 1,000 hits or 1,000 views, you get people sharing it, you get people commenting on it, it's just going to help your bolster your base of customers and so forth. But so does anybody have any questions on this? You speak up if you got a question on doing a YouTube video, if you've got an idea maybe that I haven't discussed, I'd be glad to hear you talk about it. I don't have all the ideas, and I'd like to have maybe anybody else that's maybe even done a video before. So feel free to speak up. Anybody do any YouTube? Okay. Well, I just wanted to, go ahead.
Hey, Michael, this is Jonathan. How you doing?
Doing good, Jonathan. How are you?
Doing great, man. Good to see you today. Anyhow, I had a thought. I had trouble getting the code in, so I missed the first couple minutes, so I apologize. I really enjoyed the suggestions, and I'm sitting here getting all kind of ideas. And I just had a thought that, man, if, like in my garage, I have this nice AMSOIL colorful, banner that I use at car shows and stuff like that, 4x8 banner I put up at a backdrop and do an oil change in a motorcycle or, like I say, pull out my 25-year-old chainsaw and show them putting the, two-stroke gas in there and, put my hand on it, show that it's cold, see my solder together, spark plug wire, and see how old and beat up this thing is, and then watch it start up in a second pull. I mean, I did it the other day. Absolutely amazing. I've embarrassed my tree trimming buddy with pulling this chainsaw out that hadn't run in 6 months, and it's got quick shot and two-stroke oil, and it fires right up. It's amazing.
Excellent. Yeah, and that's a great idea. And doing the type of motorcycle you have, or if you working on customers' bikes or different customers, the more that you can have, because when people look for, like, how do I change oil like you drive a ZRX, change oil on a ZRX Kawasaki 1200 or whatever the type of bike you have. Change oil on a Buell, like I have a Buell. And if I do that, then people will type in that type of motorcycle. They might also find it just by doing an oil change on a motorcycle. But most people are typing in the type of bike they have. They want to see the exact procedures. If you can make sure you use torque specs, if you can, do a good job like that, that really looks like you know what you're doing, and take a video of that, people will watch it. I guarantee it. Just guarantee it.
67 F100, Z-Rod. Zinc, 100%, synthetic oil in my 67, 308,000-mile truck,
Yeah, pull the valve covers off and say, and put the cord of Z-Rod on top of it and say, look, this is run synthetic. It's a 68. I've had it for, it wasn't your granddaddy's truck. So, it's been in the family a long time, and you could take a video of that. I guarantee people will be watching it. So.
Heck yeah. Yeah,
but,
there you go. You're an inspiration. You got now. Who's the gentleman that was telling you about how I did the video and got all the hits?
That was Steve Gallagher.
Oh, all right. Great, Steve. Good job.
Yes, sir.
and I've discussed this with different people up at AMSOIL. There's one guy that wasn't up there this year at AMSOIL U, but he's been there in the past, and he's talked about using YouTube. And I guess I was kind of afraid. I don't want to sound stupid. I don't want to, look retarded or whatever. And you just got to get past that. If you don't feel like being on camera, you don't have to use your real name. Use a screen name or something, XYZ oil change guy, and set up an account where nobody even really knows who you are. And you could, then, of course, in the notes of the thing, you can forward that to your website, or you can, just put a link to the AMSOIL website with your ZO number in it. And, you're going to get hits on it, people looking for AMSOIL products. trying not to make it so salesy, I guess, is probably one thing. People really don't want a commercial as much as they want to know how to, or maybe a testimonial. That's always a good one. It's not too commercialized that way as well. But, you know, and always trying to give some of the pointers or reasons why AMSOIL is better. You know, just 5 points is really all you really ever need. You know, 5 reasons why our products are, you know, outperform the competition. So that's pretty much it for YouTube. It wasn't really a long, in-depth thing. It's kind of self-explanatory on how to upload. Once you go to YouTube.com and you get an account set up, it's pretty easy to do. Most cell phones, if you've got one of the newer ones, they can take video, and you can sometimes upload it directly from there. Just beware if you're doing it with your cell phone. I would suggest using a Wi-Fi connection or send it to your computer, then upload it, because if you use you could be using your minutes or your data. If you're on limited data, you might get yourself into a bind, because it is a lot of memory that it takes to do some of these videos. I think one I did the other day was like 89 megabytes or something like that. So it was a pretty good little chunk to upload to YouTube, so forth. Next week's program is not going to be a hot and heavy program. Steve and I are going to be doing the Tennessee Fire Chiefs Association show. It starts on a Sunday and goes through Tuesday. So Monday, we will be in Nashville. We're still going to have a show if we can. If I'm not on the call, we'll have somebody else in charge. So we don't really have a topic. We don't have a topic yet, because it might be somebody else, and it might not be recorded if I'm not here at the house. I don't know of a way to record it. I can't do it from my phone. So we will have a show next week. Even if I can call in from the road or whatever, I'll do that. Otherwise, we'll have somebody maybe just say how what they're doing, and maybe get some callers in, say what they're doing as well in their AMSOIL business. Anybody have any questions for myself about YouTube or anything else AMSOIL related, I'd be glad to take it right now.
I was thinking about maybe doing a post in a YouTube video on for AMSOIL viewers on how to get commercial and retail accounts. I seem to be on a roll. Maybe I could do that.
Well, you know, I mean, if you can go and enter, now you have to watch, because you don't want to walk into a commercial account that might be a how-to that gets you canned out the door. Maybe one of your already commercial accounts you could work something, but, you know, I wouldn't walk in with a camera and say, hey, I'm here to do a video on how to get you as an AMSOIL customer. Are you interested? You know, might not work out as good, but it is a good idea. Ideas on how to build your business with the commercial retail program. And if you're wanting to become an AMSOIL dealer, working with somebody that works with commercial accounts, if that interests you, this is what I do. This is how I go get commercial retail accounts. These are the ones I work with. This is how I follow up. That would be a great one.
Hey, Michael, here you go. How about interviewing the Napa store?
Well, you know, I might be able to do that. It's on my list of things. I'll see if they're interested or not. You know, when you get people in front of a camera, you ever watch the news, and some of them people, they just don't say anything. That's typical of most people. They're not going to want to be on camera.
I would
so
do
you
it,
have
man.
To kind of watch it that way, you know. So.
They're 31W Racing. They do it.
That'd be a good thing to do. So.
And you just get the ideas flowing, Michael. You're an idea man.
Well, you just got to turn ideas into action now, and that's one of the keys. I was reading a book today. I was talking about being in action. Ideas are a dime a dozen, but you got to put them into action. And, so this is what I'm going to call anybody here that's on the call tonight or listens on archive. You know, I'm taking a YouTube challenge. You know, just do one video and post it and send it to me. I'll watch it and pass it on to folks on my team and help you get some AMSOIL customers. So And everybody wants to take the AMSOIL or the YouTube challenge with their AMSOIL business, feel free to make a video and post it and send it out to us. So be glad to watch it. And with that, you know, that's kind of a wrap for tonight. Appreciate everybody calling in. And like I said, next week's program is going to be about we don't know yet. So yes. Call in, and it's going to be super secret. So come on, call in and take part. Appreciate everybody calling in, and everybody have a wonderful AMSOIL week. Good night.
Good night, Mike.